We're getting out the vote and watching the process. We've got a number. If you see anything, if you know anything, 866, our vote, 1-866, our vote. We have an app, and we have Ken Smuckler, who's got the trickery report right now from Philadelphia. Ken Smuckler, good morning.
Good morning, Trickery, Trickery Doc. Polls open at 7 o'clock. Tom, Sybil, J. Antoine, it's game day. And I'm not talking about the NFL on Fox. I'm talking about Election Day on the TJMS. Now, Tom, you know we've been fighting the fight against the new Jim Crow laws of the 21st century.
Yes.
Restrictive voter ID laws designed to disenfranchise African-American voters. But today we can't worry about the courts. We can't worry about what's right and what's wrong. Each of us has but one thing to worry about today, and that's making sure we vote and making sure our vote counts. So today, Sybil, put your Sybilicious hand in mine. As the Trickery Report presents its Election Day checklist, the four things you need to know to take the field and vote through the shiggity that too often has become the African-American Election Day experience. Check one, Sybil. If you want to take this field today, you don't need a sports bra or a jockstrap, but you do need to know where your poll location is. Because as you know, Tom, it is easier to find Scarlett Johansson buck naked on a plate of ribs on the 89th floor of the Freedom Tower than it is to find your poll location in America. Oh, Chris, is that a packet of wet wipes in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me? Look, Sib, your poll location isn't always the one closest to you, and it may not always be the one you went to in 2012.
That's
if
right.
You walk out the door today and don't know where to vote, here's what to do. Call 1-866-OUR-VOTE and ask them where your poll location is, or go online to the League of Women Voters website at vote411.org, put your address in, and get your poll location. Check two, Sybil. Watch out for the trickery, or as President Obama called it in 2008, the old okey-doke. And it's already starting in the Senate battleground states. Just yesterday, the ACLU in Pulaski County, Arkansas, filed a complaint. Seems that the state central voter file was sending notice to all counties that anyone moving from one county to another in Arkansas had to show an ID. The problem is, Tom, under state law, that ID requirement does not apply to those voters who already showed ID when they first registered or voted in the last election, and it does not require a photo ID. So the ACLU and the Election Protection Coalition is on it in Arkansas as we speak. And in Kentucky, Senate candidate Allison Grimes now suing Republican Mitch McConnell for a mailer sent out just days ago that tells voters, and that is African-American voters, that, quote, they are at risk of acting on fraudulent information if they vote for Grimes. The mailer looks like an official government mailing with the words, quote, election violation notice, quote, on its face.
Wow.
I don't know about you, Jay, but when I get something that looks like a government mailing with the word violation on it, I get a little squishy downstairs, if you know what I mean. And that leads me to checkpoint three, J. Antoine, the provisional ballot. Under the Federal Help America Vote Act, every voter has an absolute right to cast a provisional ballot. So, Jay, what do you tell the poll worker who says you don't have the right form of voter ID?
Get the smuck out of here.
Get the smuck out of here and give me a provisional ballot. In every state, you'll be given some period of time after the election to prove that you are indeed eligible to vote, and your vote will count if you vote provisionally. Finally, checkpoint four, be our eyes and ears. In order to win battles in the courts in the upcoming months, we need to win the battle today. You see any trickery out there, call the 866-OUR-VOTE hotline and report it. Our friend Greg Moore in the NAACP Yay. Voter Fund and the Election Protection Coalition has monitors at hundreds of poll locations in battleground states, but it's not enough. We need your eyes. We need your ears. So, Tom, I leave you now with some words from the Pope. No, not the dude in Rome, but the woman from Scandal, Olivia Pope, or Kerry Washington, who said just the other day, quote, these midterm elections are so important and we're in danger if we don't show up. Now, when O Pope talks and says I'm in danger, I do what she says. Okay, people, let's boo. And remember, as you go to the polls today, there is a fine line between trickery and shiggity. And where that line is crossed, there will always be Tom Joyner and the TJMS.
And Ken Smuckler with the Trickery Report.
Out of the park once again.
Get the smuck out of here.
That is part one. Part two comes up in a couple of hours. 1-866, our vote. 1-866, our vote. Got to be there at the top. You got 4 minutes to make it there on time.